Good morning again, everyone. For a long time in my life, I was jealous of the apostles. Jealous especially of these who were fishermen that got to see Jesus on the Sea of Galilee, got to hear his voice, and be personally called to be his disciples. I thought, man, that would make it really easy. I mean, I'm sure if Jesus showed up and I saw him, I'd be like, oh, sure, yeah, I'll stop doing whatever I was doing and follow you. That sounds pretty easy. Right? But living 2,000 years later in a different culture, in a different place, thinking can feel a lot harder to hear God's voice, to recognize how he wants us to be his disciples, how he's willing to lead and we can follow. That actually changed when I was in college and I was kind of considering entering the seminary, but still trying to figure out what God was calling me to do. And I told a friend about kind of my dilemma, and I wasn't sure how to proceed. And she just looked me square in the eyes, and she said, Devin, you have to get out of the boat. I looked around very confused, and I said, I'm in Kansas, so I don't think I'm in any boats, and I'm not much of a fisherman, so I'm not sure what you're talking about. And she referenced this story, and she said, The ones that were fishermen, Andrew and Simon, James and John, they were comfortable in the boat. They knew what to do when things were good. They knew what to do when weather got bad and they had to avoid a storm on the sea. They knew how to provide for their family and control things when they were in the boat. But Jesus said, get out of the boat. Jesus said, come follow me and I will give you something much greater. I reflect on that often, but I think today it highlights that God doesn't just speak in the past. What we read in the scriptures isn't just meant to be kind of a retelling of what happened for Simon and Andrew and James and John and Jonah in the first reading. And we can kind of say, good job, guys. Way to go. Glad God did that stuff. But instead, the Word of God is designed for us to read and understand it and then say, what does that mean for me? What boats am I in that God's calling me out of to be his disciple? What is the ways that he is speaking to me right now through his Word so that I can follow him, so that I can be his disciples? Because too often in my life, I've just looked to the scriptures as a way to maybe learn about what God does, learn about who he is, but kind of in a safe way, right? To kind of keep God at a distance. Sure, God created the heavens and the earth and human beings, but that doesn't have that much to do with creating me. Or maybe I'll look through the scriptures and hope that God would just rubber stamp the things that I already thought was right. Right? Because, Lord, I'm really the one in charge here, right? So as long as I can find somewhere where you agree with me, that would be great for both of us. And we could be on the same page. But instead, what God challenges us to do is to be open and to actually listen. To actually seek to be led by him so that we can be obedient and follow. And that the scriptures, the word of God, are meant to speak to us here and now. They're meant to be living and effective, not just descriptions of what happened in the past, but something that can live on today. I think the same is true of our first reading about Jonah. And most of you are probably familiar with the children's version of Jonah, basically, or the VeggieTales version, right? There was a whale, and it swallowed Jonah. And then it spit him out after 3 days, right? That's usually for most of us, that's what we remember about Jonah. This reading that we got today actually comes after he's encountered the whale and been spit back out. The reason that God sent the whale upon Jonah is because he was avoiding God. I think that's the part we often miss about the story of Jonah, that he was called to preach to the Ninevites, and Jonah basically said, but God, they're really bad people, and I don't like them. I don't want to go to Nineveh, so I'm going to get in a boat and I'm going to go the other direction. I'm going to literally run away from what you want me to do, God. And God said, that's fine. I've got other ways to make this happen. We'll send the whale. And so what we get in today's reading, right, isn't just telling us what happened with Jonah when he finally showed up in Nineveh. Right? Because if that's all it is, it's a fairly unremarkable story. Basically says Nineveh was a big city that should take him 3 days to walk through. He walked for 1 day saying that they should repent. Right? 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. But after only 1 day, they repent. And God doesn't destroy the city. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay. There's very little that happens in that reading. Right? Jonah preaches for 1 day, they're converted, and God does nothing. So if we just read it and are thinking about it from a distance, I think it can be easy to kind of keep the word of God aside. Let's take it as something extra in our lives. But if we read it as something that's meant to speak to us, I think all of us can see a little bit of ourselves in Jonah. Because again, Jonah didn't want to do what God asked him to do. From the very beginning, he told God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to Nineveh, and I definitely don't want you to not punish them. They're the ones that have conquered my people in the past. They deserve to be punished. So even after fleeing God's will, I always imagine when he finally showed up to Nineveh in today's reading, right? If Jonah was anything like me, he was still dragging his feet just a little bit, right? I can be a little bit petty with God sometimes, right? And I'll go, okay, God, I'll show up and do what you want me to do, but I'm not going to be very happy about it. I might not even try to do it very well. Right, so I imagine Jonah kind of walking sadly through the city, just saying, 40 more days, and Nineveh will be destroyed. Repent, I guess, if you want. Right, doing what God asked, but maybe not very enthusiastically. And yet God can do great things even with that little opening that Jonah gives him. But again, if we put ourselves into that reading, we can see that we often are like Jonah. We often too can avoid God's will or drag our feet even when we do what he asks. How much more could he do if we just say yes? If we openly say yes to his will and follow what he asks. Brothers and sisters, God wants to speak to us. He wants to reveal himself to each and every one of us. That wasn't something that was reserved just for the people of the Old Testament or just for the apostles or the people that lived in Israel 2,000 years ago. But it's intended to be for all of us. It's precisely why he gave us the sacred scriptures, the word of God. It was so that we could know him and know how he relates specifically to us. How his revelation can impact our lives in 2021 here in Wichita, Kansas. The scriptures can help us do that, but I know it can take some work. Because for most of us, if we just open up the Bible and we read something, we're not really sure what to do with it. We don't really understand it, or it seems like it applies to some other people, some other place. So there's just two tips I'd like to give you guys as a way to use the Word of God in an effective way, in a way that can enrich you and lead you closer to Almighty God. The first is simply to be open to hearing what he has to say. That when we hear the scriptures proclaimed or when we read them in our homes, that we're not just distracted by the things that are going on, the things in our mind or the things in the world, but instead simply attentive to him, attentive to what he wants to say to us. And the second part of that is not dictating what it is that he has to say to us. Because again, I think often as Catholics, we might open the scriptures, but we're looking for that rubber stamp. We're looking for God to agree with what we already know. And instead, we want to approach his word openly and say, Lord, wherever it is that you want to take me, however it is that I need to be converted and repent, I want to do that. Show how I can experience that love and how I can follow you. So first, we just have to be open and willing to hear what it is that he has to say. But the second thing, and I think it's the hardest part for most of us, is to just approach the scriptures on its own terms. Not to approach the Bible as a historical book or as a book of science, giving us exactly what we need to know, A to B to C to D. Because most of the time, we won't find that, at least not upon first reading. We might also read it like a fiction book, like a novel that'll keep us turning the page after page, keeping us excited. Most of the books of the Bible won't do that for you. Just fair warning. But what it is designed to do is designed to reveal God himself. To show us who God is and how he can relate to our lives. Not only how he's acted in history, but how he wants to act right now. That is how we want to come to it, to ask, Lord, what is it that you want to say to me? What is it that you can reveal in this story or in this passage? And I think for most of us, we don't know where to start with that. We don't know how to understand a particular part of the Bible or how to follow it. And so we sent out in the Thursday newsletter, but I also printed off some half sheets of just some resources that I think are very helpful. Resources to help you have that biblical mindset to more easily approach the scriptures. There's just two in particular that I want to point out. One are some videos from a group called the Bible Project. It's a group of biblical scholars that aren't Catholic, but they make videos that are usually 5 or 10 minutes in length on YouTube or on their website. And it gives you just an overview of each of the books of the Bible. Right? So that when you're reading a particular passage, like from the first reading of Jonah today, you can figure out what the rest of the story is. You can figure out how this fits in to the rest of God's revelation. They also talk about different themes or words that are used in the scriptures. For example, one of them talks about the word peace in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Right? When we hear peace, we just assume that there's no war going on, there's peace and harmony among everybody. But really, the biblical view of peace is one of wholeness. One that we have peace when we are complete in ourselves and in relationship to God. That our cities and our societies are whole when everything fits together. Right? They're similar, but the word has a little bit of a different meaning in the scripture. So again, I think when we hear those things, it can help us to be more open to what the Bible wants to say to us rather than how we can dictate it, right? How we can tell it what we want it to say. The second resource that I would recommend is the process of Lectio Divina. Through the history of the church, monks and religious have done divine reading. And that's just a way to slowly and reflectively read a scripture passage over and over again. Chewing on it, allowing it to ruminate in our hearts and minds so that he can speak directly to us. The resource that I attached is called Prayer Fully Alive. Father John Yurok, the pastor up at Church of the Magdalene on the east side, he writes basically a way to do Lectio Divina for every single Sunday gospel. And on Wednesday or Thursday of every week, you could get together as a family and read what we're going to read at Mass. To ask the Lord what it is that he wants to say directly to you. How he can impact your life and bring that gospel to your home. So again, I just share those resources with you so that it's easier to approach the scriptures. So that you can have confidence in coming to it and hearing God's word so that he can lead you. Brothers and sisters, I just invite you this week to follow that instruction, that advice that my friend gave me many years ago. That you have to get out of the boat. Don't just keep the scriptures or the word of God in a place that's comfortable, that doesn't challenge us. Instead, be willing to be vulnerable. Be willing to get out of the places that are easy and that you are in control of. Because when we listen to the word of God in that way, when we open our hearts to that, that's when he can speak directly to us. So that he can reveal himself to us just as he did to James and John at the Sea of Galilee. So he can reveal his power to us just as he did through the prophet Jonah hundreds of years ago. And when we were open and listen to his word in that way, we can truly hear his voice. We can hear him and allow him to lead so that you can follow as he says, come follow me. Come after me and I will make you fishers of men.